General Manager Stan Marples joins us. Stan, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Gregor.
Well, Stan, I guess a good way to kick off the year for your men's team with 14,000 plus to watch the Bears and the Oilers rookies go at it again.
Yeah, no, it was a great experience for our guys, and obviously the Oilers had one of the best teams they've had in recent years out there, and I thought our guys worked hard and played hard and gave the fans a good game.
Stan, a little bit of a difference for you this year. I mean, you've got a lot of a championship team coming back, but you lose a terrific coach in Ian Herbers. You bring in a guy who's also done a great job over at Nate and an old Golden Bear in Serge Lajoie. Is there going to be a transition, even though these guys have been with the program as players in the past, moving to a new coach?
Well, I think obviously Serge is going to have his, stamp his authority on the team and do things a little bit differently. But I think overall the general philosophy of both guys in regards to how they feel the game should be played and how they want their teams to perform is very similar, which was a great, a real important point from my point of view as GM in getting the right guy. And, it's too bad we had to lose Ian, but I know that he's really going to help the Oilers and do a great job there, and he did a great job for us while he was here. And I'm equally excited about Serge and the job that he's going to do with our program over the next few years.
How did you feel your team performed in the tournament?
I thought. You mean the Brick? The Brick Invitational?
Yeah.
I thought we played okay the first game. Not perhaps the best game we could have played. We were a bit undisciplined, and it kind of cost us. But, Serge and Mike Gabinet put together a very good team at Nate as well. And, I said to Serge, I said, well, credit to you for putting together such a good team and Mike doing such a good job as head coach there now. And, it was a good wake-up call for us as well. I mean, taking nothing away from Nate, they played a great game. And the next night we got things together and we refocused as a group, and I thought we played Bears hockey and really played well for a full 60 minutes and dominated Saskatchewan, which is important.
Well, Stan, you know hockey guys as well as anybody. I imagine Serge got a little bit of razzing from the buddies and friends he still has at Nate over that one. But the fact remains, it's part of the process. You're not going to win every game. When you look at the team now, given the changes with the head coach, are you right where you want to be? Everything settling in nicely as you head into the season?
I think we're pretty close. I mean, we lost some key veterans, TJ Foster moving on and Curtis Muka and guys like that. I mean, obviously, added a lot to the program. But we brought in some good players as well this year. And, we always say, we're not rebuilding, we're just reloading. So I think it was a good year. If we were going to lose Ian as a coach, this year was a good year because we got seven key fifth-year veterans coming back that are really going to help lead this team this year. And we got our work cut out for us in regards to recruiting over the course of the winter and for next year. But right now, I like the look of the team. I like the philosophy and the work ethic Serge is bringing, very similar to what Ian had here last 2-3 years. And I think we're going to be right thereabouts again, challenging for the honors.
Stan Marple, GM of the U of A Golden Bears hockey program, joins us. Stan, you look at the recruiting, and Calgary's obviously been a competitive program for you. Was there a team when you say, wow, they really improved in the recruiting class heading into a conference play that begins this weekend? Do you see a team that's vastly improved themselves, excluding yourselves?
I think all the teams have picked up a few good players along the way, but I really don't think anybody, I can't say that anyone out-recruited us this year or added, the type of players that are going to make them that much better than us. If anything, I thought we had a real strong recruiting year, and, I'm looking forward to seeing, how we do against some of our old rivals, but first indications against Saskatchewan were good, and, we're looking forward to this weekend. We got a couple huge challenges going to St. Cloud and Mankato State, but when we get back, we're into the league against Lethbridge and looking forward to the challenge for sure.
Now, Stan, you mentioned you lost a couple of really good players. The key for me when I look at it, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you might also mention you've got five guys in their fifth year. That, to me, is a direct sort of conduit to continuity and playing hockey the way you want. Is that going to be significant, how well those seniors play this year?
Well, I think they're going to have our leadership group here this year is going to have a huge part of, you know, what we do. And, you know, and also in just kind of, you know, handing off the torch to some of our first year guys and making sure that we're doing things the right way, the Bear way. And, you know, that's just all about having a great work ethic and showing up with a good attitude and, you know, and putting the team first. And, you know, when you do those things, you know, it's a lot easier to be successful. And I know that those guys have done that in the past and they're going to do that again this year for us. So, yeah, that's a huge part of things for sure.
Season gets going this weekend on the road Friday and Saturday, and then you don't have if I'm looking at this correct, you don't have a home game until October 23rd. You start with six consecutive road games.
Yeah, so much for finishing first in Canada West last year, but I think our first seven out of our first eight games this year in conference play on the road. So you know it's a challenge, but an opportunity for the team to. You know, to gel on the road and really show what we're made of early here.
Now, why is that?
I don't know. I don't do the scheduling. I mean, there's eight teams in our league. You would think that in a month you'd play four at home and four away, but that would make sense. But it is what it is, and it's a good second half for us. If we can start off the season strong, then it'll hold us in good stead for the second half, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I was actually I think you only have one home game in your first 10.
Yeah, well, we got that split with Calgary. We're playing home and away, so it'll be interesting. Yeah, it's not going to be easy by any means, but like I say, we get through that and the second half will be looking good for us.
Well, Stan, continued success. It's interesting for the Bears. Every season starts, and I think every Bear fan says, well, you know what? They're going to be in the Nationals. Like, it's just expected. Like, it's just this easy thing. The bar has been set incredibly high for your organization, and hopefully, guys, you reach it again.
Yeah, no, that's what it's all about. You know, we want to get better every year, and we like those pressure that's put on us by everybody. And you know, all the guys that are playing for the team at the moment, you know, they got the backing of the alumni, and they know how much those guys work hard for them to help their situation in regards to playing for the program. And there's a lot of pride involved, so we don't mind the pressure at all. We enjoy it, and we like to try to meet that challenge every year.
Appreciate your time. We'll talk to you again soon, Stan.
Thanks a lot, Jason.